WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. It's your boy, Logan Cruz, back again with Daily Virtue. Today, we're diving into a topic that's close to my heart, building resilience in relationships through effective communication. Ever feel like your relationship could use a little extra TLC? You know that feeling when a misunderstanding snowballs into a full-blown argument, or worse, you just walk on eggshells because you're afraid to rock the boat? Well, I'm here to tell you, communication is the secret sauce. It's the lifeblood of any healthy relationship, whether it's with your partner, your family, your friends, or even your work colleagues. And when we talk about effective communication, it's not just about talking, it's about truly listening, understanding, and expressing ourselves in a way that fosters connection and strengthens our bonds. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that could help you build resilience in your relationships through the magic of communication. First up, active listening is non-negotiable. It's more than just hearing words. It's about truly understanding the message behind those words. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and focus on what the other person is saying. Ask clarifying questions to show you're engaged and genuinely trying to understand their perspective. Think of it like this. Active listening is a superpower that lets you build bridges instead of walls. Number 2, speak with intention. Before you blurt out your thoughts, take a moment to breathe and reflect. Consider how your words might be perceived by the other person. Are you speaking from a place of love and understanding, or are you letting anger or frustration take over? Remember, our words have power, let's use them wisely. Thirdly, embrace vulnerability. It takes courage to open up and share our true feelings, but it's essential for building intimacy and trust in any relationship. Don't be afraid to express your needs, fears, and hopes. When we allow ourselves to be vulnerable with others, we create a space where authentic connection can flourish. Number 4, learn the art of healthy conflict resolution. Disagreements are inevitable in any relationship. But instead of viewing conflict as a battle to be won, try to see it as an opportunity for growth and understanding. Practice active listening, express your feelings calmly and respectfully, and be willing to compromise. Remember, the goal is not to win the argument, but to find a solution that works for both parties. And finally, never underestimate the power of appreciation. A simple thank you, a genuine compliment, or a small gesture of love can go a long way in strengthening your relationships. Make it a habit to express gratitude and appreciation for the people in your life. It's amazing how much joy and connection we can create with just a few words. Let me share a quick story with you. I once had this friend, Sarah, who was constantly battling with her partner over everything from household chores to weekend plans. They were always on edge, walking around like they were stepping on eggshells. I told Sarah about the importance of active listening and speaking with intention. She decided to give it a shot. At first, it was tough. But slowly, things started to change. When Sarah really listened to her partner's concerns, she began to understand his perspective. And when she spoke with more intention, she expressed her feelings in a way that felt safe and respectful. They still had disagreements, but they learned how to navigate them constructively. Sarah realized that communication wasn't just about getting her point across, it was about building a bridge of understanding. And that, my friends, is the true essence of resilience in relationships. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing these techniques today. Remember, effective communication is a skill that takes time and effort to develop. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. Don't forget to share this episode with your loved ones and let them know that building a resilient relationship starts with a simple conversation. And as always, keep shining bright. Until next time, peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.